Chapter 4, Devotional 3. Are you willing to learn? Prerequisites for change. In John 14, verse 26, it says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you." As a consultant and executive coach for many years, I know change can be very difficult and generate intense fear and anxiety. I've coined the phrase, "You have to drag most people kicking and screaming to change as they don't usually volunteer for it." Before you can change, you must be willing and open. I always look for these criteria in a client before I take the engagement. My client, I'll call him George. George wavered on his commitment to change. Over time, I saw a recurring pattern in his behavior. Sooner or later, he always sabotaged relationships because of a deep-seated insecurity and stronghold. He viewed everything that happened around him from the perspective, "What about me?" One day over breakfast, I shared my observations about this behavior and the impact it was having on his career. As we talked, a couple appeared at our table and said, "Hello, Gary." It took me a moment to recognize them, but I quickly stood to my feet, and we embraced and chatted for only a minute, when suddenly George stood up. I was speechless as he blurted out, "What about me? Don't I get a hug?" I was stunned. The Holy Spirit whispered that he had orchestrated this moment to show George, in my presence, how prevalent this stronghold of self-centered behavior was in his life. While I attempted to use the moment to explain his destructive behavior and how it was impacting his career, George refused to accept my observations and feedback. His adamant refusal to acknowledge the behavior and his stubborn resistance to change soon ended our relationship. I encourage you to examine your life and ask yourself, "Am I willing to face my fears and embrace change? Am I open to hear and obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit? Am I willing to change so that I can become more Christ-like?" Remember, it's not about you. It's all about Him. Lord, thank you for speaking the truth into my life through the Holy Spirit. Help me to be open and willing to the life-changing power of your word, and help me to be a light in a dark world. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.